Brian, welcome back.
Such a pleasure to be with you again.
Well, let's talk more about this amazing Glenn Gould. Yesterday, we touched on his beginnings, which were phenomenal, and we ended with that, I love how you describe it, that bullet of a recording, the Goldberg Variations in 1955. For those of us who were born maybe after the 1960s, say, we know Glenn Gould primarily through his groundbreaking work as a recording artist, and that side of him tends to overshadow the impact that he made during his time as a live concert artist. For those of us who weren't there to live through that, tell us more about that side of his career.
Well, the impact was really astonishing. I mean, of course, the classical music scene in the late 50s was very traditional still, very formal. You know, the composer John Adams said, you know, there's no one alive today who could give the dreary, stuffy world of classical music a good swift kick in the ass like Glenn Gould did when he burst on the concert scene. And that's very much is the case. You know, first of all, there were, of course, his eccentricities, which accompanied his brilliant performance. So that caused a lot of conversation. His good looks. He was sometimes called the James Dean of the piano. He was, you know, model handsome, and developed a lot of romantic admirers. But it was really the essence of the playing. And I think, you know, beyond the fact that he had this astonishing virtuosity, the ability to play so accurately with such clarity, especially in complex contrapuntal lines like in the music of Bach, that astonished people. It was the intensity and the depth of the playing. And, of course, the stories from Russia are exemplary. You know, when he arrived in Russia, his recording of the Goldberg Variation had not yet reached Russia, so no one knew who he was. And the only people who came were music students because they never got to hear Bach. And they were astonished, electrified. People like Rostropovich, who attended and said that this alien creature from Toronto changed the musical climate throughout the entire world in a day. It was astonishing. And all over the world, he was in constant demand. He didn't like giving concerts, as it happened. But the people who heard him, it left an indelible impression on them. And I've spoken to people who, like, for example, in his 1959 Israel tour, who his debut in Berlin and in New York, and it put an incredible stamp on their memory that they will never forget. And yet this career of Glenn Gould's, this concert career, numbered fewer than 300 concerts in total, which today is nothing.
How many years did he actually perform live?
Well, including, you know, his, let's say, his pre-Goldberg performances across Canada, the late 1940s through to 1964. I think it was April 1964 at the Wilshire Ebel Theatre in Los Angeles when he gave his last performance, hung it up, and never went back.
Let's hear a bit from his Moscow performance. As you say, it rocked the Russian music scene.
The greatest pirate recording of all time, it was pirated.